Yorkton. When it comes to games, there are always a few, generally very few, which stand out from first play and hold your interest long term. Among abstract strategy games, there was a true renaissance decade in terms of new games of note hitting shelves starting in 2000. Several outstanding games emerged. And among those, arguably Hive, from designer John Yanni in 2000, is the best of the bunch. The game is easily in the top 5 games released in the last half century. For those unfamiliar with Hive, which has been written about before here, it is a boardless game, which feels very much like a modern take on chess in that various pieces have different movements and you have the goal of capturing the opponent's B. The pieces are big, chunky and solid, so it is an heirloom game in that it should last forever, and can be played easily in coffee shops, park benches or the kitchen table. So, why the revisit to Hive? Well, recently a workshop on the game was held in Minneapolis in September. Hive Live 2022 was an opportunity for some hands-on instruction from some of the game's best, and for those unable to attend, sessions were on Zoom too. I became enamored with the game at the start of 2019, explained organizer John Sandall via email. Within a couple of months, I was playing 20 turn-based games online at any one time and learning quickly that the top end of the community was fairly friendly. So the idea of a workshop was born, with the first Hive Live held in 2020. I wanted a community of local players to play with, said Sandall. Next, Sandall went looking for some expertise to help run the events. If I could draw some players with skills and knowledge from other places, it would likely help increase interest locally, he said. I discovered that Joe Schultz, judoka online, had been working on a book and was based near me in South Dakota and came up this way semi-regularly. I reached out to Randy Ingersoll, of Hive YouTube fame, to connect about possibly coming. Both players agreed to come for a one-day session in 2020 on lead day, about 10 days before the lockdown started. We had 6-8 local players plus Joe and Randy and basically no online participation as Zoom wasn't as common back then. In attracting Schultz and Ingersoll, the event had two of the best involved. You sort of know when a game is maturing and holding interest when books start to appear pushing strategies forward, and there are a few about Hive. A couple to be recommended are Play Hive Like a Champion, Strategy, Tactics and Commentary Paperback by Ingersoll and The Canon of Hive, Groundwork by Schultz. I decided to be involved because I was asked, and I thought that it would be a good way to build the Hive community to be bigger and stronger, offered Schultz. As you must already know, I am somewhat in love with Hive. As a reformed chessaholic, it helps fulfill my need for a two-player abstract game, said Ingersoll. John invited me and I thought that it was a great idea. Plus, I got to meet Joe Schultz in person. While the event didn't draw massive numbers this year, it is having a ripple effect. I think about 10 different people participated online, some over Zoom and some just on the YouTube livestream, said Sandall. Live we had Randy and Joe, and we had another California player fly in and then another 4 local players join in for parts. Effectively, none were rank beginners. We had one online and one local who were lower level in experience, but they still were able to stick with the content through the weekend. Schultz added, it was live on YouTube as well and looks like it got a couple of hundred views, so I think YouTube was the mode people tuned in. So what were those involved most interested in? Everyone seems to be interested in Hive openings. Which is a good thing because I am writing a book on the subject, said Schultz. I did a case study of my quarterfinal match versus a player called Raid. I explained my research into the guy's games and how I formulated my opening approach. Sandall added most just want to better understand the thinking in the game. Mostly though players have expressed interest in anything that allows them to experience what others are thinking, and so hand-brain games are a great way to think through the game, he said. The best news for Hive is that the event will return for 2023. Yes, I see this becoming an annual event, said Ingersoll. Hopefully, we can get some more interest and attract more people in person. The pandemic seriously affected the event this year. I was not sure that I was comfortable attending until less than a month before the event. This uncertainty led to less than complete planning. But, Ingersoll expects better things ahead. We are working on this becoming much better organized, both in person and online, for next year. Yes, I think it will grow every year, said Schultz. We are taking steps to be better organized, and also trying to connect to an overseas group to do a similar thing in tandem.